Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas and this is The Rundown. Complaints of smoking on trains and buses in Chicago are dropping. The CTA says it's seen a significant spike in the number of people smoking on vehicles in recent years, and surveys indicate smoking is one of riders' top concerns. Acting CTA President Nora Learson today testified before Chicago alderpersons at a hearing.
Complaints for smoking in this past year to date are down 40% from 2024, when this issue was at a peak. We will continue to work on this. We have thousands of rail cars running every single day, but it's a focus and we're seeing progress.
Learson says the Chicago Police Department issued more than 6,000 tickets for people smoking since the beginning of last year. The federal government has asked a judge to halt the country's first reparations program. It's in North Suburban Evanston. The Department of Justice is calling the program race discrimination. The Justice Department says it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution and the Fair Housing Act. It offers qualifying Black residents in Evanston $25,000 for past housing discrimination. People can use the money for home repair and property expenses. Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss tells our In the Loop program Evanston has become a model for other communities.
There is a growing movement of people trying to figure out what they can do to repair the harms they caused. And this is an effort by the Trump administration to tell anybody who's interested, back off, we're going to come for you.
Since payments began in 2021, Evanston has distributed more than $5 million. The Chicago Blackhawks today opened free agency by signing new defenseman Bowen Byram to a six-year extension. It's worth $12.5 million a year. This makes Byram the highest-paid defenseman in the league. Byram says he's grateful for the Blackhawks' belief in him.
You know, they've showed a lot of faith in me, and they've given up a lot and committed to me in many, many ways. So, you know, now the ball's in my court to perform. So I'm excited for that opportunity.
The Blackhawks also signed forward Cole Smith to a three-year contract and defenseman Ian Cole to a one-year deal. And happy birthday to the Brookfield Zoo. The zoo opened to the public on this day 92 years ago, and it's since welcomed more than 165 million visitors and thousands of animals. Brookfield Zoo's public relations director is Julianne Olivo and says its commitment to protecting different species is always a priority. But she says the loss of wilderness and wildlife on the planet has caused the zoo to transform its approach over the years.
So the work that we're doing now for conservation and even evolving to be centers of not just conservation, but of science and education, and to be a nature space, just the value that we offer to the community has changed in a much more impactful way.
Olivo says the zoo will continue its focus on educating visitors as it approaches the century mark. You're listening to The Rundown. The hit Chicago-based NPR quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me sounds a little different these days. Former panelist Alzo Slade is replacing scorekeeper Bill Curtis, who retired after a dozen years on the show. Our Mike Davis takes us behind the scenes at the Studebaker Theater to meet the newest cast member.
We were headed backstage, and this is where the panelists are. This is where some of the producers are. This is where we're eating. Peter's down.
Many of us have heard Wait, Wait over the air on NPR. The show's been a Saturday morning staple for over two decades. But if you haven't been to a live taping in Chicago or caught a live recording when the show tours, chances are you haven't seen it.
This is Mike from WBEZ.
I'm Mike.
Backstage before a recent recording in front of a sold-out audience in the Loop, Alzo Slade gives me the lay of the land and introduces me to the host.
This is the man, the myth, the legend right here. This is Peter Sagal.
How are you?
I'm good. He did that. Just took it back.
Yeah, I know. Already he's like backstabbing me in subtle ways.
Slade may be new in his role as a scorekeeper, but he's not new to the world of Wait, Wait. He was first introduced to the show as a panelist.
I do miss being a panelist a little bit, because as a panelist, you get to just throw stuff against the wall and have fun with, you know, your colleagues sitting next to you. But I still pick my spots and throw stuff against the wall and able to work with the panelists. But yes, it's definitely an adjustment.
Is it still fun or does it feel like a real job?
Oh no, it's fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it.
Slade's path to being full-time scorekeeper began the old-fashioned way, just hanging around until people get used to you.
I did fill in for Bill Curtis for quite a bit before, you know, when he couldn't come, he's on vacation or whatever, I'd step in his stead. And I think, you know, I did it so many times, they were like, when he retires, we just bring Alzo in. I got grandfathered in, right?
You know? On this night, Slade was preparing for his third appearance in the new gig.
I ain't gonna lie, Mike, it felt a little different because before I'm stepping in for Bill and it was his role. So I was just doing my best to do right by him. And there's still some of that, but now it's my role. So it comes with a level of excitement.
Slade has already started making his mark on the production. Before, the start of the show was pre-recorded. Now they make it a live read. One that you'll only hear if you attend a live taping.
And we were like, well, Alzo's here, your judge, scorekeeper, announcer. How about you announce?
Good evening and welcome to tonight's performance of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, your public radio news quiz. Let's meet tonight's starting lineup.
And with that, it's time for the show.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the guy so new here, I'm still looking for the bathroom code. I'm Alzo Slade, and here's your host at the Studebaker Theater at the Fine Arts Building in Chicago, Illinois, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Alzo.
Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
Weather, extreme heat warning continues until midnight Thursday. Today's high around 95 with a heat index nearing 104. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.